Blog Talk Radio.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mail on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a approach. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the Mail keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate, the point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
What's the deal? I hope y'all got rid of the itis and all that. Got over your itis and all that. Oh, what's going on? You have landed at After Further Review on GQ Palace Radio, man. You got the mayor in the building right now. It's 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night, so we're about to vibe out, man, for 2 hours of some lovely sports talk, man. Let's get it popping, man. Hope everybody's Thanksgiving was all right, man. Shout out to everybody out there, man, doing their thing, man. Had a good time with their families and all that good stuff right there. We're doing a plate review tonight. It's going down, man. Somebody's going to be happy and somebody's going to be not so happy. We're doing a plate review tonight or After Further Review. But first and foremost, man, I want to shout out to the big homie Rich behind the board. Miss Lavina holding it down, doing their thing, man. TQ Palace is in the building. Where should we start? Like we usually start, right? Football, man. Thanksgiving was 3 games, man. Thanksgiving, it was 3 games on Thanksgiving. Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens, man. I want to get into that, man, because I think they're giving Mike Tomlin a little bit of a hard time about something that was really could have been serious, but I don't think it was that serious. Scores over week 12, Detroit Lions 40, Green Bay Packers 10, Dallas Cowboys 31, Oakland Raiders 24, Baltimore Ravens 22, Pittsburgh Steelers 20. New England Patriots 34, Houston Texans 31, Philadelphia Eagles 24, Arizona Cardinals 21, Miami Dolphins 23, New York Jets 3, Minnesota Vikings 23, Chicago Bears and 20 in overtime, Indianapolis Colts 22, Tennessee Titans 14, San Francisco 49ers 23, St. Louis Rams 13, Atlanta Falcons 31, Atlanta Falcons 34, Buffalo Bills 31. That was also an overtime. Cincinnati 17, San Diego Chargers 10, Denver Broncos 35, Kansas City Chiefs 28, New York Giants 24, Washington 17, Seattle Seahawks last night over the New Orleans Saints 34-7. Carolina beat Tampa Bay 27-6, and Jacksonville Jaguars defeated the Cleveland Browns 32-28. Wow. Where should we get off at? 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. You got the mayor in the building, man. A lot of stuff going on. Want to really jump back right quick into college football, man. If you didn't see the Iron Bowl, you missed the classic, man. Shout out to Auburn and Alabama, man. They played a great game. I think Nick Saban got entirely too greedy. I think that as I was watching the game and the disputed call, whether it was 1 second left on the clock and things of that nature, if they would have, you know, ended up winning the game, it would have been a whole controversy about that. But Nick Saban wanted to play for the win. You know, went for the 56-yard field goal with his second string kicker, because the first string kicker had missed 3 field goals in the game. So Alabama really should have won that game. The first string kicker had missed 3 field goals. So they put the second string kicker in to try to win the game. His kick was wide right, okay, and the kid from Auburn took it 109 yards and ran it all the way back for a touchdown, and that's how Alabama got knocked out of the number one spot. You know, right now they got Florida State number one and Ohio State number two. And I tend to agree with that. And that's how we have it after further review. We have Florida State number one and Ohio State number two, because Ohio State really, you know, they got away with murder at the big house. And I'm expecting to hear from Ziggy tonight. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And I think that they dropped. And they dropped in my eyes as well, because, you know, it wasn't about them not playing nobody or whatever. You know what I mean? They won 24 games in a row. You know what I'm saying? So they have to have some kind of, you got to give that fact some kind of consideration. You know what I mean? But how they played, they should have lost that game. You know what I mean? So, and Florida State doing the numbers, and they're killing everybody that they play. So I think that they deserve the number one spot. But I dropped Alabama down to like six. You know what I mean? Because I think a loss, you know, that's two now. When you try to tell me about how great Alabama is and what Nick Saban's going to do and this and that and the third, you know what I mean? So they done lost twice now. They lost last year to A&M, and they lost over the weekend to Auburn. But, again, man, I think that, the college football race is going to come down to, you know, what this next weekend is going to come up with the conference championship games. You got Ohio State playing Michigan State in the Big Ten. You got Florida State playing against Duke in the ACC, and everybody's expecting them to just walk away and win that game and do what they need to do. You know, Florida State is you know, going to make it happen, and they're making it happen behind their quarterback, and their offense is high-powered. And as far as the Heisman is concerned, I think Jameis Winston, it's his to lose at this point. So now all he has to do is have a bad game, and then everybody will put A.J. McCarron from Alabama back into the discussion for the Heisman Trophy. But, again, I think it's Jameis Winston's to lose, you know. And the news that came out within the last, I think, hour and a half, I think Marcus Mariota from Oregon, he decided to stay in school. So he's going to stay in school, and he's not going to go to the NFL draft this year, which is a good look for him, you know what I mean, because I don't know what happened to him the last couple of weeks of the season. He just kind of fell off. They say I got Ziggy on the line. I ain't hit a bell yet, so we got some technical difficulties or whatever going on. Ziggy, what's good? Ain't late on the draw, man. What's good, Ziggy, man? Welcome to the bigger show, man. What's up?
What's going on? It was a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no doubt. We're going to get that plate review from you later on. I know you're going to get down. We're going to get that plate review from you, man. So, where you want to start at, man? You got a lot popping off, man. You got your Lions popping off. You got Michigan popping off. Where you want to start?
I can go across the board. But you know what really ticks me is that I hear you talking about Mike Tomlin.
Yes, sir.
My goodness. Okay, now don't get me wrong. Mike Tomlin is a hell of a coach. He's a dang old good coach. One of the best coaches in the league today. I'm giving that. But come on. This is football. Who turns their back on a kickoff return? Looking at the Jumbotron, he knew what was going on. And if I was Jones, Jones should have ran him over. Period. He should have just ran him over.
I tend to look at it from the other side of the fence, man.
It was a 4-point swing. He completely changed the whole complexion of that game with that one move.
I tend to look at it like it was an honest mistake.
That's how I look at it.
I tend to look at it as an honest, because he had his back to him, right?
He didn't really have his back. He physically had his back to him, but he's looking at
the double
trouble.
What you telling me? What do you
mean? So you're going to sit at the edge of a curve of a 30 mile per hour car that's coming on the right hand lane?
Ziggy, you know what I say to that? Why are you going to run out of bounds? Run straight up the sideline.
I
would
have ran him over.
Why you running out of bounds? But I'm saying like this. I'm not saying what he did was right or whatever, but this is where I'm coming from with it. Why are they trying to hit him so hard, yo?
Hey, because he's on a commission. He's on a competition committee. That's why Roger Goodell is sticking his hand in his pocket like he is for so deep.
I just think it's much to do about nothing, man. Because it's not. They trying to make it as blatant as when the Miami. They trying to make it as blatant as when in the Miami Dolphins when they was playing the Jets when they conditioned coach stuck his leg out. He was on the sideline and stuck his leg out. They kicked him out the league, which is fine. Mike Tomlin had his back to the play. And you're right. You're right. What he did was not supposed to be done. I got you on that. But why are you trying to, you know what I mean? And he's trying to, you know, he's trying to say, well, you know, he made a mistake and he realized he did it. He's willing to accept whatever, whatever, whatever. But I just think that it's much to do about nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? To me, that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. So if I'd have witnessed pockets, I wouldn't have witnessed pockets for 100 large. I would have witnessed, you know what I mean, 30, 40,000, whatever, whatever. But he's on the competition committee, so you got to set the example. I get that.
I played the football thing. I played the football and everything, and that's I have never seen no coach just turn their back on a kickoff return. Never. And I'm
Because it wasn't like they was running it back. The Ravens was running it back.
No,
so what does he need to look at it for?
Mayor, we know now. We know kickoff return is one of the most dangerous punt return. Kickoff
return. The play was behind him.
Right.
The play
and it was coming
so
to
I'm
him.
Quite sure. I'm quite sure if you would have seen him coming towards him, he would have tried to get out the way.
He had his back to him.
That's my point.
He jumped toward the field.
So what?
He jumped toward the field.
Because he came by him.
Oh man.
I'm not trying to justify it. Don't get it twisted. I'm not trying to justify what Tomlin did. What Tomlin did was absolutely wrong. I got you on that. But all I'm saying is, like, they try to make it seem like he did it blatantly and it was, you know, he did it on purpose. You know what I'm saying? That's my thing. I don't think he did it on purpose. That's what
draft picks. Now the money,
that's crazy. Draft picks, but as far as what, yo? You know what I'm saying?
As far as taking draft picks from them, that's not cool.
It's going way too far. Even if you want to rock them for 100 G's, do that. Teach them a lesson. Whatever you got to do, do what you got to do. But now you're getting into draft picks and this and suspensions and for what?
No, it wasn't that. You know, it could have ended worse than what it was.
Did you see the end of that game? The end of that game. I never saw that before. The Steelers get down to the 1 yard line. They get in, but they don't get in. They did the review, and the guy, Le'Veon Bell, he ran in. His helmet came off. His head hit the ground, and then they had to do it again. So I mean,
I never saw that ending before. It wasn't no ending, but that happened with our game too. When Bell did the same thing, his helmet came off, and we had to do another play at the 1 yard line. So I mean, it went across the board this weekend. And if you're gonna stick your hand in Sue's pocket, and he's on a football field. Granted, he might go a little bit too far. He played a little bit too rough at times. If you're gonna go in his pocket, go across the board and do it, Tomlin.
Dominic and Sue, you can't compare what Tomlin did to Dominic and Sue. You're wildin'. You can't do that. Because, first of all, Dominic and Sue does this blatantly. And he does this, he has a history of doing it. It's not no one-time event. It's not no isolated event with Dominic and Sue. You're wildin'. So how can you say something with a coach? Who's on the competition committee?
Affect a play of a football field, period. A football on a football field, period. I'm sorry.
It was out of bounds. It wasn't even on the field of play. There's a reason why
they should have gave him 15 yards. And I blame the officials too, because they should have been doing their job. They should have gave a flag 15 yards or even given a touchdown.
For what? 15
because
yards for what?
Hell, he would have got caught.
What would have been the call? 15 yards for what? 15 yards
I
for
said
what?
They should have gave him 15 yards.
For what? What would have been the call?
Interfering with the play.
How can you cannot come back from out of bounds to interfere with a play? You can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
You can't go out of bounds, come back inbounds and make a tackle. You can't go out of bounds, come back in and catch the ball. So what are you talking about? What are you gonna charge them with? I get you, Ziggy. What he did was wrong. I get you. But why are you trying to take draft picks and all that?
I didn't say draft picks. I said that was wrong. Now that's going a little bit too deep.
It's going way too. All this is going way too deep. It's much ado about nothing. But that's the bell. We're gonna finish talking about it, though, my dude. We're gonna finish talking about it. That's the bell right there. We got another caller on the line. Nah, I mean, GQ Pals is hotting up early, man. What's good, Kia? Welcome to the bigger show. What's going on? We just talking about your dude right now. You know what I'm saying? Mike Tomlin and a little situation that he had going on that he's dealing with. My side of the fence, I said, Yo, her call just dropped, Ziggy, so we got to go through this all again. See you on them cheap phones. Get off them cheap phones, yo. Call up the biggest show on a better phone, yo. Stop playing.
No cheap phone.
All right, what's good? Welcome to the biggest show. What's happening?
I'm in the bad area, that's why.
You're in the bad area? All right. Get to the good area. Listen, we was talking about your boy Mike Tomlin, and I was saying I'm on the side of the fence where it's like I understand what happened, I get that, but why are you trying to take all this money from him and talk about draft picks and all this craziness?
This is a lot of this is gonna be a lot of talk about. What are you worrying about? What nobody else saying about Mike Tomlin? Not one thing.
Oh, it's about Goodell.
Goodell. He's not even getting a draft pick. They're not even taking a draft pick. We just wait for the final to come out, and that's it, and so be it.
And let it be over with. I'm like, what is the big deal?
I said, man. I said the same thing.
We could care less what anybody else is talking about. Give him his fine, and let them pay the fine, and we're moving on.
Right.
That's what we talk about.
Right.
We ain't worried about what Mike Tomlin. Tomlin did. I ain't seen nothing, so we ain't worried about nothing. That's the same thing they talked about when Howard tried to punch Jack Horton. They were talking about, my brother was talking about that in 97. Come on, ain't nobody
worried. Yeah, but it's 2013, and I'm just thinking that, there's much to do about nothing. They just trying to make an example for what, though? He didn't do nothing.
He's on the competition committee.
When they were talking about a draft pick, we were like, we already knew they not going to throw a draft pick.
Right.
We already knew that. We knew that was going to be squad. It's grown up. It was squad. Please, a draft pick.
Yeah, but moving on. But, Ziggy, man, but I'm just telling you, man, it's a whole bunch ado about nothing. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's bad because that's the worst play. Oh, come on, man. Where's the most violent sport
plan? We can get ready to end this conversation and move on to something else. But you want to tell me right now that some egregious error that Mike Tomlin made, right, is going to be a bigger effect on the game than Le'Veon Bell helmet coming off of him cracking his head in the end zone? You serious?
Oh, no, I'm not talking.
So why are we so concerned about...
I don't like seeing nobody get injured like
why
that.
Why are we so concerned? Nobody got injured on the play with Tomlin.
No, I'm talking
Jacoby
about
Jones.
Didn't he end up with a concussion?
I don't know what he ended up with, but it looked bad.
Raven, let me tell you one thing about the Rat Birds. They are such a dirty plane. They try to come on a field at an extra point and try to come low on my guys to hit the knee. They broke their knee. They're dirty behind. That's why ain't nobody worrying about this file with Tomlin. Ain't nobody worried about the Rat Birds. That's why they ain't talking nothing. I could run them over to care less for after them.
Please, yeah.
We're going to another whatever. I think I worry about Mike Tomlin. Like,
yeah, we
do.
No doubt.
Ziggy,
I got you, though, my dude. I'm going to let you get your word in, man, on how your Lions looked about against Green Bay on Thanksgiving. I know you wanted to. They scored 40 points and all that, so I want to let you speak your piece. Say what you got
to say. Hey, thank you, Minnesota, for setting the table for us. You know what I'm saying? Two-game lead. Hey, all we got to do is just take care of our business. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Take care of our business, everything will fall into place.
So are you feeling a little bit more confident? Because I hear you talking, and you usually be like, I'm a Lions fan, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I mean?
Win, lose, or draw, baby. You know what I'm saying? Here, if I'd have lost 40-10, I'd have been in the same spot today on a Tuesday.
But I hear you, but it's December. It's December, and you're in first place. You know what I mean? You're looking at a nice little situation right now. If you can hold on and do what you need to do, man, handle your business, man. Who knows what can happen, man?
We ain't worried about nobody else. We handling us.
You in the race right now? You in the race? Well, not necessarily, because you're two games behind New Orleans, and they are gonna lose two more games.
I ain't trying to catch New Orleans. I'm just not trying nobody in the Central to catch us.
Ain't nobody
really
gonna catch you, man. They don't want it. Green Bay don't want it. Chicago don't want it. You know what I mean? And Minnesota, they done. So it's a wrap for them. So, you know, y'all control your own destiny. You 7-5 right now. A 9-7 is not gonna get it. You need to win at least 10 games. At least.
9-7.
At least 10 games. You need to win
That's
at least 10 games. You 7-5 right
Seattle
now. You got 4 games left.
Seattle won a division with a 7-9 record, even though we're not gonna go 7-9.
So why even bring that up?
But
that's
what
I mean,
so
Seattle won a division with a 7-9 record. That was then. You're 7-5. You're not going to lose
that.
The next four games and win the division. So you're
talking about we need to win 10 and win the division. You need to win only 9.
No, I said you need to win 10.
It
you need to win 10 to have a decent season. That's what I said. Don't
hey,
get it twisted. I know how to, I speak my mind. You need to
have,
if you 7-5 right now, you 7-5 right now, and you got Philadelphia, Baltimore, the Giants, and Minnesota, and you don't win 10 games, then you got a garbage season.
Philadelphia is not no slouch. They playing one of the best balls.
Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me about it. That's your team.
Hey, I know it's
you're supposed to go to Philly and win. You 7-5.
We plan on doing that.
Okay. So then Baltimore's going to come to you on a Monday night. You got to represent them. Then you got the Giants coming in. Then you got in Minnesota. You can't win them games?
We sure can. We can at least
win. That's all I'm saying, my dude. That's all I'm saying. You can win them games, yo. And that's what you're 7-5 right now. You're 7-5. And who knows? Who knows what happens? What's going to happen with New Orleans? You're 2 games behind them right now. Keep that seat. Get that home game. That's all you got to do, man. And go on the road in the second round. That's all I'm saying to you. I'm trying to keep hope alive, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's all. You got four winnable games right now, Ziggy. You got at Philadelphia. You can win that game. And the other three, why not? You know what I'm saying? That's all that is with that right there, man. The Giants and at Minnesota, 2 games at home, 2 games on the road. Let's see where you at. If you can be 11-5, then we'll know you for real. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to give you no grief. But 7-5, you're supposed to win 10 games, man. You're supposed to finish with 10. But we here, man. GQ Palace after further review in the middle of the man. We got the mayor in the house, man, holding it down. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Let me talk about my Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a second, man. We got we won 3 games, man. We lost to Carolina 27-6. Our season is what it is, man. If I can get one more win out of my boys, I'll be satisfied. You know what I mean? I said we was going to win 4 games. So I'm 3 up right now. So all I need is one more win, and I just call it a day, man, for this season, man. We're actually a better team than we played this season, man. We lost our first 3 games early. You know what I mean? Then we lost 3 more games that we really wasn't, you know, in. But we're a better team than our record indicates, man. And I'm just hoping that, you know, we get it together with, as far as the coaching and things of that nature with Glennon, the quarterback or whatever. I still think we might need to look into the draft for somebody, you know what I mean, in the second or third round or whatever. But I'm very disappointed in my team. I was thinking that we was going to win at least maybe 9 games and be a factor. But, hey, we can still mess up somebody's season, man. We can still play hard and finish the season out and do what we need to do. So that's what it is, man. We touched base, man. We got Key in the building. I don't know if Ziggy's still with us in the building.
Here.
All right, no doubt. That's what it is. So we're going to go to the Alabama and Auburn game, the Iron Bowl, my dude. Did you see that game?
Yeah.
Did you see that game, Ziggy?
Yeah, I seen it.
All right, so you're Nick Saban, right? Now let's go back. Hold on, we got another caller in the building. We got another caller in the building. All right. Yo, Angie, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's up?
What's going on? Good evening, everybody. How you doing?
How you doing? What's happening? What's going on?
Not so much. I just, you know, chimed in and gave you a shout real quick.
No doubt. That's what it is. I appreciate it.
I heard you just started talking about the Alabama-Auburn game.
Yeah, we get ready to touch into that right now. It was a crazy ending.
I'm listening, huh?
It was a crazy ending. Ziggy, the play before the kick, right? Were they trying to put the 1 second back on the clock?
Yeah.
Was he out of bounds?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. I knew I wasn't bugging. So I'm like, why are they putting 1 second on the clock, right? So then I was like, the Alabama kicker, he was 0-for-3, right?
He should have had him, and the killer thing about him was he was about to put the guy that kicked the second, that missed the field goal.
Right.
He was about to put him in to play the field goal before that. But his coaches all talked to him, you know.
He was 0-for-3.
I know. He was 0-for-2.
And then here's the bug that part. Saban is bugging because he put the second string kicker in to win the game.
He should have had him in the field goal before that. But
well,
no,
I don't
Orwell.
Know what he should have had him in, but I know he should have had some other dudes on the field, because when my man ran it back, I was like, oh, snap.
They
would have
got it blocked, though, Mayor. They would have got it blocked. Because the only thing, people that was on the field was offensive linemen and tight ends.
Well, they did block
offensive
it.
And
he ran it, and he ran it all the way back, and Alabama's out of here. So I don't want to really hear about the SEC, and or anybody could beat anybody, and even though they're two SEC teams or whatever, anybody could beat anybody on any given day. And all I want to say to myself, and I need a round of applause for this, after 13 weeks of college football, Ohio State is still in the building. Undefeated. Let me speak. I gave Shay the Florida State. I gave Ziggy, you know what I mean, all day, whatever. Ohio State is still, but you know what, Ziggy? I put them number two. And after further review, I put them number two. Because that Michigan game was crazy, dog. What?
We weren't supposed to be in that game.
Oh, man. And I got to give Michigan some kind of credit, because they hung around. They did what they were supposed to do, and Ohio State escaped. So I had to, you know what I mean? I didn't give them no love for that, man. They won the game, true, but they escaped. So I put Florida State number one, and I got Ohio State number two. I dropped Alabama down to like six, man. Because I'm like, you lose, man. You can't even be rocking around the top five if you lose. You know what I mean? I don't like Alabama, son. People give Alabama too much props.
You can't wear your feelings. You got to check your feelings at the dodo, man.
You
don't
check your feelings at the
dodo.
I'm the mayor,
you know?
Baby. I'm not checking now. I'm going to let you know what it is. I'm going to let you know exactly what it is. Alabama was getting too much love. Nick Saban choked. Why would you go for the why would you not play for overtime? What you got to lose?
Auburn, man. He wanted to go for the win and get it over with. You at Auburn now, he just wanted to get out of there.
He got out of there all right, didn't he?
Yeah.
So my thing is, why? I mean, they disputed the last play where he was out of bounds, if his foot was there, and if he was out, or his body was out of bounds, and all of that. Play for overtime. You don't know what's gonna happen, yo.
I would have
played for overtime. What do you reckon?
On the road? I don't think so. I don't know. I can't question him now.
Come on, Ziggy.
You know everything that he touched turned to gold most of the
Ziggy.
Time.
Come on, yo. You got 1 second. You're on the road.
I would have kicked the field goal.
You tried to kick the field goal. You missed
it.
My bag.
I meant to say I would have punished.
Yeah, okay.
I would have punished. All right.
I'm looking at that. I'm like, what is he doing? Why is he going for the field goal with the second string kicker? He didn't miss it by that much.
He missed it enough.
And Auburn ran it all the way back for a touchdown. Now Alabama is done. They over with.
And
don't tell me
down.
Nothing you
and
can. Give me no
mayor.
Case about Alabama.
But you can't deny them as a great team, though. Who can't deny them as a great team? Alabama. I know you will because you don't like them. You will because you don't like them.
Because they did it exactly how I knew they was going to do it.
They won through straight. Yeah. Come on, man. You can't take that off the board.
Ohio State won 24 straight. What you telling me? And you don't get them no love?
What you say?
Ohio State won 24 straight. And they still undefeated.
Because they my rivals. And I like Ohio State.
I feel you on that. But I think Nick Saban, man, is on his way out of there, man.
Did you hear Auburn's athletic director say it about it'd be a disservice if no SEC team is in playing for the championship?
If what?
No SEC team is not in a championship.
What about it?
It will be a disservice to the football.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Why?
Said that.
Why? No, I get you. But why would it be a disservice?
Michigan State to take care of that.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know what, though, Kia? I got you. And you know, that brings up a good point, and I like that you brought that up. That's excellent. I like that, because why are you going to beat me in the head about the SEC is top over everybody? What's the matter with the Big Ten? What's the matter with the Pac-12?
Exactly.
What's the matter with those other conferences, yo?
I don't see no SEC.
I don't see no SEC team in the top two. It's Florida State, the ACC, and it's Ohio State from the Big Ten.
It's still early. What are you talking about?
It's still early. They played the conference championship game.
That's what I'm trying to say. When I say it's still early, there's a lot of football left to be played. That's what I'm saying.
He's assuming that a one-loss team, meaning Auburn, there's no way Alabama can get back in. A one-loss team should be able to get, meaning Auburn, to get that
right
seat to come in there. No way.
Because this is where me and you kind of go the fork in the road. I'm of the opinion that if you're undefeated, my dude, you earn that, man. You earn that regardless of what. If you play in the conference, what's the matter with the Big Ten? They trying to disregard the Big Ten?
Come on, man. The Big Ten. The Big Ten is not what it used to be when it had the Purdue's, when they had Ohio State, Michigan.
But, Ziggy, the point is, my G, they were undefeated in conference. So what? They were undefeated in conference play? Was Alabama undefeated in conference play? Was Alabama undefeated in conference play?
No.
Thank you. So why are you – what are you talking about? I'm a rock with Ohio State, man. I'm a rock with Ohio State, but I put them at number two. Because they don't deserve to be the number one. So I think Florida State and Ohio State play, Florida State would beat them. If Florida State and Ohio State played on a neutral field, I think Florida State would beat them.
Say it one more time. Thank you.
If Florida State and Ohio State played on a neutral field, I think Florida State would win. But that goes without saying, though. Alabama's not going to beat them.
No problem. As long as Ohio State
don't win. And even let's talk about Missouri. I'm still waiting to see what Missouri going to do against Auburn in the SEC championship game. I like Missouri and what they've done, but I don't know, man.
You've been dogging Missouri out all year long.
Yep.
I don't know why they leave a bad taste in your mouth, but they there.
They over Ohio State.
They can shake things down. If they win the SEC championship, they might win. Don't be surprised.
Is Missouri ranked higher than Ohio State?
They will be if they win the SEC championship.
When? Because Auburn's going to beat them in the SEC championship. So what you talking about?
I said if Missouri.
If it was a split.
The fifth will be all messed up.
Okay. So I'm telling you right now, my G, is I'm not feeling Missouri, man. Because the way and they lost in their record, too. So what you talking about?
They only got one loss.
So what? That's all it takes. Ohio State don't got none. Ohio State has no losses.
They still can affect the BCS.
Let's get off of that, man. Come on with that. Let's keep it real. I'm not with that. I don't care about the BCS. You know it's garbage. I know it's garbage. I don't care about what they talk about. Because right now, if the BCS had their way about it, they would try to put Alabama back in the championship game on GP. That's why I don't care about what the BCS is talking about.
But the thing is, the BCS just want to get paid.
What you see and what I see is two different things, right? But what the BCS see is that's what gets printed in the newspaper and what ESPN says. But what do you see? If you see Missouri, I can't help you. I see Ohio State.
I see Missouri if they beat Auburn.
Missouri not going to beat Auburn, dog.
Okay, well, we
Missouri
don't know.
Missouri not
like,
going
to
beat Auburn.
Missouri
not going
right?
to beat them. I'm not a total believer in Auburn, but Auburn's had lucky, man. 2 weeks in a row. The Hail Mary, the tip Hail Mary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this play right here to beat Alabama. So, anything can happen, though, Ziggy. No doubt, man. Anything can happen, but I'm just – Missouri, I don't know, man.
I don't know what's going on with the Alabama fans sending death threats to Auburn kickers. to their own kicker.
Why would they? It is what you know how it is, man. They crazy
Alabama fans, though, man. But let me tell you something, man. I was standing in the state at the time when Harvey Updike poisoned the oak tree. They tried to find out two weeks for who did it. They finally ended up catching him, and he's doing 3 years now. What was the story behind that? Well, one night when they was playing Auburn, they was about to play Auburn, Alabama, and he came from Tuscaloosa. He drove from Tuscaloosa all the way to Auburn University, and he poisoned the oak tree. He threw all these poison like toilet paper rolls on the oak tree.
Wow.
And everybody lives. He's doing 3 years for that now.
He's doing three years because he was trying to wipe.
They should have beaten him with a belt like he was 9 years old.
He's doing 3 years because he tried to put some Charmin on the tree and he killed the tree.
The leaves is gone. It ain't even growing back no more.
The leaves is gone and ain't growing back no more. Oh, wow. But, man, it's crazy, man. The rivalries get crazy sometimes, make you do some crazy things, man. But, I just think that Alabama's done for, man. Their run is over. They got two in a row. They had a nice run. They did what they had to do. And it is what it is. But, Angie, I'm going to let you get your vibe on. Your Cowboys did their thing against the Raiders. Did you watch the game on Thanksgiving? Okay, Angie's making a cup of coffee right now. So Kia, I'm gonna let you talk about your Pittsburgh Steelers. What was your vibe about the game when they beat the Baltimore Ravens? Or when Baltimore won the game?
Well, I'm still a little, disappointed in Sanders right now about that thin lady that might get fun to catch it. It is what it is. We always play each other tough. It comes when it comes. Never a big lead with us. Either you want to win by three or you want to win by.
Are you ready for next season? Is it a wrap for this year?
This is not a wrap for this year. That's
still gonna make the
playoffs.
You still gonna make the playoffs?
Yes, we're gonna try to make the playoffs. You know me. Yes, we're gonna try to make the playoffs.
Okay, moving right along.
Excuse me.
It's after further review, man. We rocking out on a Tuesday night, man. We in the building. We got Kia in the building, man. We got Ziggy. You still in the house, man?
Yeah.
All right, no doubt. We about to touch on a little of this NBA situation right now, man. I don't want to talk about my Knicks because I'm going to get upset. So, Ziggy, I'm going to let you lead it off, man, if you can talk about your Detroit Pistons or whatever.
But you know what?
Go back to the Knicks.
It's like New York has an omen right now over their professional sports. It's not just the Knicks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like some black cloud over New York with us in these professional sports. You know what I'm saying? It's not like New York doesn't have the talent. They're struggling to win games.
Well, in my opinion about the Knicks don't have the talent. That's the reason with the Knicks. The Yankees' talent is too old. You know what I mean? And you're right. You know what I mean? It's a drought. We haven't had a championship in a minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? So it's been a long time since 2009 when the Yankees won the World Series. Last time was in a parade. You know what I mean?
The Rangers won in 94.
So, you know, it's been a long time. Nobody's made it happen down on Broadway lately, and you bring up a big point. I mean, it is a little dark cloud going over New York sports right now. The Knicks is in the toilet. The Nets is in the toilet. The Yankees is teetering. The Mets is garbage. You know what I mean? And the Giants is doing what they need to do, but the Jets is, they don't know what's going on.
And then
the Rangers and the Islanders, they still spinning their wheels.
The Jets has been like that for a minute, so that's not really a surprise.
But I'm not used to this, though. I'm used to it with the Knicks, though. I really am. We have had good teams since Van Gundy was the coach and stuff like that. So I'm used to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they really need a coach.
You know, something's got to happen. And I think, like I said on the other show, it starts from the top. James Dolan don't care about the Knicks. That's my opinion about it. I don't think James Dolan really cares about the Knicks. He just wanted to bring Carmelo Anthony here to fill seats.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to hell with the team. You know what I mean? Regardless of him and Amari Stoudemire, they play the same position. They get most getting $100 million. You know what I mean? They're clogging up. And then you get Tyson Chandler, who got a ring with Dallas. But what's he done since he's been through the Knicks? He's had a couple of nice games. But where's the consistency at?
Yeah, we're exactly.
Okay, we got a big zero at point guard. No disrespect to Raymond Felton, but he was better before he got traded the first time.
Mm.
Okay, so I don't really want to get into a comment. Well, then again, I can get into a conversation about the Knicks because I really have passionate feelings about the way the direction of my team is going, and I don't like it. Okay,
First,
you want to talk about Carmelo Anthony and whether he's going to be a free agent. I don't want to hear about him being a free agent. I want to hear about how he's going to help us get to the playoffs.
Yeah, he's going to put
I don't want to hear about him getting, he got 1 foot in L.A., he got 1 foot in San Antonio. I don't want to hear about that. If you're not here to help us win, then be out.
You'll leave, exactly. I was going to say, don't even stay there.
That's coming from a passionate Knicks fan. I can care less about his free agency status. If he don't want to be with the Knicks, then I don't want him here.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah.
But as far as the NBA is concerned, this is the point right now, Angie, where we could be cleaning up because the East Conference is dead.
Garbage.
You could say that again.
There's nothing going on in the East Conference.
Nothing,
this is the year we could be cleaning up on the low. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Who's going to be that team to step up?
I follow Doc Rivers over to the L.A. Clippers.
Right. You know what I mean? And who's going to be that team in the East that's going to step up and say, okay, we already know what it is with Miami and Indiana. They're the top dogs in the East.
Right.
There's two other spots that we can get home court advantage in. Who's the number three team in the East?
Yeah,
Atlanta?
He's going to take the bull by the horns. Wow.
So it's again, as a Knicks fan, I'm really disappointed because we really could be taking advantage of this right now.
Absolutely.
Brooklyn is down.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? And we're still not taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm hearing rumors. I don't know if you heard anything, Kia, about it. But, they're talking about Jeff Van Gundy.
I heard somebody say that.
You know?
I'm hearing about
Jeff Van Gundy. If Mike Woodson gets shown the door, and I think go ahead, what you say?
He may be on that door real soon because I'm telling you.
Yeah,
now,
it's getting serious. It's getting serious, yo.
It's serious because the New York media is mixed like water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because on all that talk in the locker room about what Trump and then with Phoenix Suns, they were all talking about Melo and all this stuff. What they're not happy with the talk. Everybody whispering is all this stuff. They're not saying Melo not sharing the ball. It was a lot of stuff.
Man, I feel like, you know, Carmelo Anthony really doesn't really have a dog in the fight. All he has to do is show up and be a leader. And again, back to the point we talked about, he'll tell you 1 minute that, you know, he wants to stay, the next minute he wants to go. Sign your deal, get it done, lock it down.
Yeah.
Lock it down. Don't leave nobody
some kind of solidarity. Like,
you know what I'm saying? If you want to stay, stay. If you, and I'm not against you exploring your options because it's a business first and foremost. We get that.
Right.
We get that. But then that blurs the line. Do I stay and rock with you because you're rocking with my team, or do I half-heartedly go with you because I know you got 1 foot out the door? That's
right.
Where I'm at with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So, he's not being a leader in this situation. He goes, plays his game, and whatever anybody else does, whatever.
And then again, you drop
30 points a game or whatever, you double doubles and all, and your team still ain't winning.
You the New York media is not on Melo's back because Melo is doing what he needs to be doing. The New York media is on the rest of the New York Knicks players. And that's the situation. And I do agree that Melo is putting in his numbers, doing what he has to. Where's the other players at?
This is where he has to take leadership. You got to set your players up.
That ain't got nothing. He's taking leadership. Where's the other guy showing up at?
He got to make them. You got to bring people out of their comfort zone. Every team needs that. Every team needs that solid player. You understand what I'm saying?
Melo is that solid player. So where are the other players at? Where are the other players? Melo is playing every day, every night, playing his game. Where are the other players at?
They're there. He has... But when he's constantly putting up that 30 points a game, it's hard for somebody else to step up and say, I'm going to score 40 points.
We already
know what his talent is. We already know what he can do. You understand what I'm saying?
Now he has to take his talent to bring
the best out of another player. That happens all the time. It's gonna take him to bring it out of the rest of them. You know what I'm saying? He can't just do him
Angie, where's the other players?
They're there. I'm gonna answer your question for you.
Tyson Chandler hurt. Okay, they talk about getting rid of Iman Shumpert. They talk about, getting rid of Raymond Felton.
Yeah.
J.R. Smith is a bum. Bargnani don't know what to do. He's still averaging 15. He's doing his numbers. So the other Meta World Peace is just Meta World Peace. Anthony is the only thing that we got right now. He's doing
exactly
what he's supposed to do.
Exactly.
The other players don't show up. They don't show up. Get him out of here.
So where's the world peace getting into it and
all of this? It's crazy right now, man. Carmelo Anthony's going to keep on doing his numbers. He's averaging 26 and 9. That's a good thing right now. You know what I'm saying? But Tyson Chandler's not giving him no help. J.R. Smith not giving him no help. Amari Stoudemire not giving him no help.
Exactly right.
Iman Shumpert not giving him no help. You know what I'm saying? So what can you do?
They getting paid too much money to do nothing. That's why.
What can you do? You know what I'm saying?
They get paid too much money not to have to do anything. They're not forcing them out of their comfort zone. And then again, they really don't have no coach who knows how to put this stuff in order. All right.
Not to bag on Woodson. Woodson's not a bad coach.
I think he's not good enough, he just can't coach them out.
They're tuning them out, I think, a little bit.
That's the same coach, Angie, that gave him over 57 wins. So what's the difference in this kid? So where is he at now then?
Where are they at now? He can't win now.
But don't blame Woodson for this match.
I'm not solely blaming him, but he does have a part in this. Believe that. I'm not solely blaming it on him, but he also has a role in this.
Because Woodson was getting the credit for the 7-0 last year, right?
Right.
The 25-7 last year, right? Woodson was getting the credit for that, right? So what's the difference? Now they 3-13. So I don't see where the credit should be deflected and slid off somewhere else. If he's gonna take the credit, he can take some of the blame, not all of the blame.
You have to balance that out.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, to answer your question, Key, they're there. But like you said, where are they? They're there.
Yeah.
But where are
the media,
they?
Like the media said, and the media, you know, the New York media is one of the crucial. They said, Melo is consistent. Where's the rest of the Knicks players?
Well, we need to make some adjustments.
It always goes back to what we were saying last year and two years ago. It always goes back to what we were saying last year and 2 years ago. If one thing goes right for the Knicks, something else is going to go wrong. You know what I mean? It's never all at the same time.
That omen.
Can you imagine how the Knicks would be if everything was together and on point? Come on now. That's what everybody was talking about last year. The Knicks were one of the best teams in the league. They won 54 games last year. Okay? This year is just bottom out. Tyson Chandler got hurt. The Brooklyn thing, the other teams is getting better, but the Knicks is just standing pat and it's showing. But we're tied up. Our hands are tied. We can't spend no money because we don't got no money.
You don't have none. Yeah.
We don't have no money. So we can't do nothing. Amari Stoudemire is clocking us up. They was trying to get Amari Stoudemire to retire so they can loosen that money up to go get somebody.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
So, I mean, what can we do? And all we could do, Ziggy, Kia, Angie, as a Knicks fan, all I can do is just be there and just rock out with my Knicks. That's it.
I've been down that road the last five years, dog. I've been down that road. We've been going into basketball seasons up to this year knowing that we weren't going nowhere, knowing that we was going to be on the outside looking in, knowing that the playoff bus is going to just – we standing there, it's just going to ride right
past.
It's going to ride right past you. Hey, I feel bad for y'all.
But look at you, though. You three games under 500, but you holding down the eighth spot.
Hey, like I said, 7-8.
How crazy is that?
And we still trying to find ourselves. We up 10 right now. We up 9. We up 9 against Miami at,
uh-huh.
at Miami.
They ain't last
at
long,
the, at
right.
the half, it's not gonna last. I know
right.
that. It might not. Hey, this is Miami. Hey, breaking news. Your boy just signed Jacoby Ellsbury.
Who?
Yankees.
Oh, I don't want Jacoby Ellsbury.
Yeah, they
oh.
got him.
Yeah, I meant to say you that, too.
Oh, good looking now, Ziggy. I didn't catch that one. Yeah. Oh, 7 years?
Probably about
oh,
10 minutes ago.
No.
15 minutes ago.
Oh, and you know what that means, Kia?
Mm.
You know what that means,
what that
right?
Means? What that means?
You know what that means, Kia, right?
They trying to make
bye bye.
Corona,
bye bye. Bye bye, Robinson Cano. Bye bye. What?
Got the money to for
Ziggy.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. I didn't even see this one. That's a good look, Ziggy. I appreciate you. Yo, applaud Ziggy for that, man. That's a breaking news. I like that. Jacoby Ellsbury and the Yankees.
Clap it up.
7 year deal. That's what it is. I appreciate that, Ziggy. You're late on the draw tonight. I don't know what's going on. But that's a good look, though. I appreciate that, man. And yeah, Kia, Seattle Mariners, yo. They got that Nintendo money. They trying to get Robinson Cano.
They ain't worried about that. That money
they got,
that money.
All right.
Come
don't
on.
Sleep.
Come on. They're
Yankees signed Brian McCann for $85 million.
Yeah.
We just signed Jacoby Ellsbury. So Granderson is gone. Right? So, oh, man, wait a minute. The Yankees signed Ellsbury. Granderson is going to be gone. Because he was talking to the Mets the other day again. So he's going to probably end up with the Mets.
Granderson?
Yes.
Okay.
They signed Jacoby Ellsbury for 7 years. Oh! Oh, that hurts my heart. Ziggy, you just hurt my heart right now, man. 7 years.
They heard it. I'm
just telling you. Yo, I don't know, Kia. Because they were telling Cano, they was offering Cano, I think they was trying to offer Cano 160 for 7 years.
Oh, they brought it down?
No, they brought it down. He didn't bring it down.
No,
they brought it
down. They brought it down?
Yeah, 160 for seven.
It's 173.
I'd do 160 for seven for Robinson Cano.
I think they're trying to, you know what it is? They're trying to meet in the meeting because it was 173. Because isn't no team, Major League, in baseball team, going to be able to afford Robinson Cano money? Because there's nobody in Major League got Yankees money. So they're going to try to go up. It's at 173 right now.
Now, hold on. What you say? Nobody got what?
Nobody got to go pay that money. Who's going to pay that money?
Shit. Excuse me.
Watch your mouth, man. Watch your mouth.
Sorry.
But I know. It gets like that sometimes.
Kia,
don't sleep. Don't sleep.
I'm telling you, don't sleep.
The Yankees are going to pay a certain amount of money, and if Robinson Cano don't want that, then so be it. Let him go. Because he can't get in Seattle what he can get in New York as far as extra stuff.
That.
You know what I mean?
That. I know that.
So what I'm telling you, what we're saying is like, yo, we're trying to give you the best deal because going by past history, look at Albert Pujols, right? Look at Josh Hamilton. Right, they get these long-term deals. They don't get nothing back for them. Albert Pujols is garbage now. He's trash. Josh Hamilton is
thank
trash.
Thank you, Texas. Look at Fielder. Thank you, Texas.
You know what I'm saying? So why would you turn around and say, okay, we saw the example of how not to do it, and turn around and go ahead and do it anyway? And what you're going to get out of Robinson Cano? Let me give my speech on Robinson Cano. I'm going to tell you what you're going to get out of Robinson Cano. Robinson Cano is one of the top five players in baseball, period, right? He makes the easy play look hard and the hard play look easy. Sometimes they say he looks lazy out there. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes he won't run out of ball. Sometimes he'll throw the ball away. He's 31. Come on, yo. You know what I mean? Not that much money, Key. I can't do it. I can't. And I don't blame the Yankees.
They're not going to give him a three.
Uh-huh.
In between, even if it's a high, close to 200, close
right.
whatever, they'll give that. If he
Ooh, that's
that,
a lot of money
whatever.
Still, though, Key.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, yo.
That's
200
that's
million?
The seat that, that's the seat that they'll go.
That's a lot
that
of money. So if you...
Million, that's a lot of money.
So do it like this, Kia. $200 million for 10 years. That's $20 million a year, right?
Yeah.
$200 million for 10 years. Why you can't do 189 for seven? You know what I'm saying? Why you can't do 189 for 7 years? Is Robinson Cano going to be the Yankee second baseman for the next 7 years? That's another question you got to ask yourself. You know what I mean? Is Robinson Cano going to be the second baseman for the Yankees for the next 7 years? See now you not like yeah. You like I don't know either. You know what I'm saying? So why would we sign him for 7 years? Why would we sign him for 10 years? And he's not worth that money. He got rings on the strength of Jeter. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
So when you talk about he got rings. He got rings on the strength of Derek Jeter. So that you can't use that in the equation. He's one of the top players in baseball. He's right. That porch in right field is built for him. He can crush out there. Why would he go play somewhere else? And he goes to Seattle. We'll never hear from Robinson Cano again.
Yeah, once you leave that New York meet, yeah.
It's a wrap for. So I'm saying all the reasons why he should stay, but I wouldn't be surprised if he left for the money.
Yeah, it's all about.
I wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't want to be here. See ya. There's nothing like being a Yankee, yo.
Hey, what you say? If you don't want me, I don't want you.
If you don't
want
to be here, man, I don't want you here.
Big rocks with flip flops.
You know what I mean? That's what that is, man. But it's a lot of the hot stove is really, really perking up, man. I see the Tigers got Joe Nathan a little bit too late, but you still got him though.
Yeah, got him 6 years too late. You know, it's all good though.
But you still. So what do you think, man? What's your opinion on that Prince Fielder and Ian Kinsler deal?
Hey, well, he had, like I said again, thank you Texas. He had to go, man, because he wasn't doing nothing in the playoffs. His risk was not, his reward wasn't really worth the risk.
Uh-huh.
No more.
Right.
But he had to go. I'm glad you was here, Fielder. He's a good guy, but we got to move on.
Do you remember that commercial that they did?
Yeah.
When they just traded for each other? I was like, wow, that was crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, we're in the building, man. 646-200-0383 is the math, man. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. We live and direct, man. Want to get into a little basketball, a little college basketball right now. You see Syracuse?
Yeah, that's what I just said. Your boys
see Syracuse, man? I'm just saying. I would pop my collar for Syracuse right now.
ACC Big Ten Challenge.
Yeah, it's going down. That's
we
what
got
it
the,
is,
we
man.
Do, hey, we at Duke. Wow. Thank you.
Who's looking good right now, man? Out of those fabulous freshman dudes, it's the Andrew Wiggins. Is he gaining any shine in your eyes? I still like the
I
kid
like
down at
Park.
Duke.
I like Jabari Parker.
Yeah, I think Jabari Parker is like NBA ready. I watch him and he's good to go, man. You know what I mean? The kid at Kansas is good too, man. But I think Parker's game is a ready game. You know?
Yes, sir.
You know? But yeah, my Syracuse Orangemen, 19-point lead over Indiana in the second half, playing at the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Syracuse Orangemen in the building. That 2-3 defense is gonna be something. Shout out to Michigan State, man. They holding it down. They number one in the poll, man. So
they play
shout
North Carolina
out to
tomorrow.
Michigan State Spartans and all that, man. You know?
We at Duke next game.
Yeah, I got Duke.
Yeah.
Well.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
That's all I can say about that one. That one's good luck right there, my dude. So we're here in the building, man. Ready right now. The Heisman Trophy is going to be announced in the next few days, man. Right now, we're going to, Key, I know this is your favorite part of the show. We're going to give you three people that you're going to invite in the green room for the Heisman presentation. Who you got, Kia? I know you one of them is your Davion Clowney, right?
Well, of course I got to put Clowney up because he was
my
first.
Yeah, I figured that, yeah.
Come on, I got to put
Davion Clowney from South Carolina. Okay, you got two more.
Okay, you can put Winston in there. You can come.
All right, Winston from Florida State. All right, you got one more.
And, I always like what's his name from Oklahoma, that running back. Oklahoma State, I mean.
From Oklahoma State. If you don't know their name,
I know his name.
Come on, work with me here. Work with me.
He's a lot of
Ziggy, you next, man.
I pass on this. The only thing I've got to say is Winston, old boy from Oregon, the quarterback.
Mariota?
Mariota. And the quarterback from Missouri.
Franklin.
I'm sorry. Franklin was hurt.
Yeah, and so is Mariota. So what's the matter with you, man? But it's all good. It's all good. While we still waiting for Kia to give us her third choice, let me see. Who would I have right now? I definitely have James Winston, regardless of the charges that they trying to drag him through the mud about, regardless of that. I'll have James Winston. Just for vibes and giggles, I would have Johnny Manziel, just for vibes and giggles, to have something to talk about. Texas A&M. And my third pick, I'm like Kia right now. Who could I? You know what? My third pick is going to be the kid from Northern Illinois. He's playing. I think he's playing tonight. The quarterback for Northern Illinois.
Okay. Yeah.
He would be Jordan Palmer. He would be my pick. The quarterback for Northern Illinois. You can't bite my pick, Kia. Sorry. You got to come over. No, my sister. You got to get your own.
I'm just messing with you.
They're a sleeper too. No doubt.
They lost that game. They put North. Oh my God. It was like, wow.
What do you think, hey Ziggy? What do you think about that situation at USC? Man, they let go of the coach, Oregon, and they hired Steve Sarkisian for USC.
For Washington.
Yeah, they hired the coach from Washington.
Yeah, that wasn't wrong. That wasn't right at all. That wasn't cool at all. At least they could have did a process. You know, did they at least interview him? I'm talking about the coach right now for USC.
They told him that he was gone and he left.
Wow.
And they had the press conference with Sarkisian already, so he's the coach now.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, you know, they were winning, man. Isn't that the bottom line?
Wow.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do? You know what I mean? Even though when he was at Ole Miss, they was garbage when he was at Ole Miss. He had a garbage team, whatever. And, you know, those were Lane Kiffin's players. We got all of that. But they wasn't doing nothing under Lane Kiffin, and they was winning under the new dude. So who's to say that, you know, get some fresh blood in there? They just wanted to get a name, and they got Sarkisian, but I think they did him kind of dirty, man. But that's just—it's the business, man. It's the process, man. It is what it is, man. You know what I mean? So we live and direct, man. GQ Palace, after further review, in the building. You know what I mean? I got Ziggy in the house with me. I got Kia definitely in the building with me, man. I think Angie was in the house. We here, man. So 646-200-3838 is the math. Let me throw a little hockey in for my hockey people. You know how I do it. I got to throw some hockey in there. San Jose Sharks 3, Toronto Maple Leafs 2, end of the second period. Islanders 2, Penguins 1, just started the third period. Carolina Hurricanes all over Washington Capitals right now, 4-0. Columbus Blue Jackets 1, Tampa Bay Lightning 0. Ottawa and Florida 2-2 tie. Dallas Stars 2, Chicago Blackhawks 0. Vancouver and Nashville 0-0, just started the second period. It's going down, man. After further reviews in the building, man, TQ Palace, I got Ziggy in the building with me. I got Kia in the building with me. A quick word on the fight going down this weekend, man. Any word on the fight this weekend, Ziggy? Zab Judah, Paulie Malignaggi getting it in? Yeah, you got anything you want to say on that?
No, I pass.
Damn, Ziggy, what's going on with you, man? That's on the sports page, too, son. What's going on? It's going down at the Barclays Center, man, Saturday night, man. Paulie Malignaggi, man, and Zab Judah, man, trying to, you know, stretch their careers out a little bit longer, man. I have a personal thing with Paulie Malignaggi, man. I didn't like him, man, from the time he got into the ring with the extensions in his hair and all that. I don't know who he was trying to impress or whatever. But Zab Judah's that veteran, man. He's been around a minute, man. It's a Brooklyn showdown, man. Brooklyn will definitely be in the building Saturday night, man, at the Barclays Center. Paulie Malignaggi from Brooklyn. Zab Judah from Brooklyn holding it down. So we're going to get it in, man, see what it is. Right now, if it was up to me right now, I'm looking for Zab Judah, man, to do something to Paulie Malignaggi, man. That's just me, man. I'm sticking with Zab. But it's going to be a strong situation in the building Saturday night at the Barclays, man. I think it's going down on Showtime. So check it out, man. You'll definitely get reminded on After Further Review. Ziggy, your boy Roy Jones is going to Russia. He's getting ready to fight. on December he was going to fight December 18th, but that fight is off. So
okay,
now he's
Rocky
going
Balboa.
To he's going to Russia now.
He's doing the Rocky Balboa thing.
He's doing the Rocky Balboa thing. What's the matter with your man Roy Jones, Joe?
Hey, he's looking for something. He's trying to find himself.
He's looking for something.
He's trying to find himself.
He's gonna find it all right. He's gonna find it all right. He needs to chill, man. Roy Jones needs to, you know, leave it alone, man. Real talk.
Down somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing his thing as an announcer and all that, man. But as far as him, you know, getting back in the ring, because I watched Sugar Shane Mosley, man. And he got knocked out. Well, he said his back was hurt. His back is stiffened up on him. Yeah, that's a likely story. You know what I mean?
Hey, man. Mayor,
huh?
This is dude. This is this guy. I forgot what his name was. He's a radio host.
Mm-hmm.
It's this little viral. It's this little, I don't know if you have you saw it yet, but he's, I guess, the guy's from New York City. Well, he was, he sounded just like you as far as with the Floyd Mayweather.
Right.
Floyd Mayweather Jr. called in on his radio show, and my man clowned him. He clowned him so bad. He told him, he asked him. He said Tyson and Ali ain't never dodged nobody or ducked nobody. Why you ducking Manny? And so Floyd went crazy. He went nuts. He said he went to talking and telling him. He went to telling the guy. Floyd went to telling the guy that he's the best in the world. He's the best that ever was, you know, the best fighter ever.
According
all
to him,
time.
He is.
Yeah, so, but old boy was not hearing it.
And he's right. I mean, Floyd Mayweather ain't fooling nobody, yo. He's, you know, all y'all drinking that Kool-Aid. I ain't mad at you. Go ahead.
I'm not tripping.
You know what I'm saying?
My
whole thing about that thing was getting in the ring with him.
That's the same thing the guy said.
He's coming up with every excuse under the sun not to fight this man. He's the only competition. That's where you're going to get the money from. That fight would have broke all types of records, man. But no, he didn't want to put. He didn't want to risk that getting that zero took away from him. So he came up with every excuse. I still say that. I still say he was ducking Manny Pacquiao. I don't care what nobody tell me.
He got so much up under the skin, they called him out his name.
I think he was ducking Manny Pacquiao.
He got so much up under Floyd's skin, Floyd called him out his name.
Well, that's what he's going to do. The truth hurts, though. The pressure busts pipes.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean? But I just feel like, you know, Floyd, you know, the thing about it is making money and getting money. I get all that. But if you want to get the most bang for your buck, they could have fought two or three times and still would have got paid. But now I think that the shelf life for the fight, they're going to have to build it back up. That's what I think. It's never going to be – it's peaked already. The anticipation and anticipation for that fight is peaked already. So you won't get it the way it was. I'm sorry. That's gone. That train came and left. But if you want to try to, you know, get something out the deal, it's still, you know, salvageable. You could get something. You could do a nice pay-per-view, maybe a history-breaking one, but not like you would have done. Sorry. And that's not Manny Pacquiao's fault. I think that's Floyd Mayweather's fault. And even though he had the beef with Bob Arum, and, you know, one is on HBO, the other one's on Showtime, so it would have really been something, you know, everybody would have had to come to the table and be like, yo, let's do this. But, you know, somebody's going to throw a snake in the ointment, man. But I always stick by my point, man. I never thought that Floyd would even beat Manny Pacquiao if they ever got in the ring together. And I just thought that he was ducking him. And he did a slick way to do it, and it's all good. You know, he got paid, and he was ducking him at the same time. So can't knock that. You know what I mean? So we here, man. After further review, man, 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. They say the lines is blowing up and all that. I like the way that's going down. But let's get in on the conversation. We got some hard hitters in the building. Shout out to my man Shay, man, wherever you are, my G. Shout out to you, my dude. Shout out to Mark in the building, man. I see you. What's going on? 646-200-3838 is the math. Right now, it's a little bit after 9. You know what we do on Tuesday nights, or right now. Who I got with me? I got Ziggy. You with me?
Yes.
All right. Kia, you with me?
Yep.
All right. And is he still there, or is she putting some fabric softener in the machine?
I got a
sign.
How you feel about the Jason Kidd situation?
About the spilled drink, or is it
yes, sir.
In totality? Well, about the spilled drink, man. That's just I must have do about nothing, man. It's just what it is. They gonna fine Mike Tomlin for being on the court. Why don't they fine Jason Kidd and throw him out the game?
But
what
that,
I mean?
That was on a dead ball foul, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was on a dead ball foul, but he was still wasn't supposed to be on the court with a drink, with a beverage. But in all totality, they know they made the wrong move in hiring Jason Kidd, man. They just I don't know how they gonna settle with. You know what I mean?
Especially when you put David Johnson out the building with a winning record.
So I don't know how they gonna figure that out. But I don't think that they're gonna, Prokhorov is gonna go for that too much longer, man. So something's gonna be happening either by the All Star. I predict by the All Star break, something's gonna happen with that team. You know what I mean? If they don't step it up. But we here, man. It's a little bit after 9, man. It's Tuesday after further review. GQ Palace Radio is in the building, man. Ziggy, man. So how was your Thanksgiving, man?
It was good.
Ate good.
Drake good.
All right. You ready for the plate review?
Yes.
All right. Ziggy stepping up to the plate for the plate review. So on a scale from 1 to 5, man, describe your plate and give it a grade.
My plate? You talking about real plate?
The plate. The plate. Come on now.
It was a 5.
Okay.
Macaroni and cheese.
All right.
Ham. Mm-hmm. Turkey.
All right.
Greens.
All right.
Banana pudding.
Okay.
Stuffing. Dressing, I mean.
Did it real big, huh? All right.
And
give you a plate of 5.
Sweet potato pie.
And a sweet potato pie. All right. You got it in, right? So how many plates did you have?
2.
2, okay. All right.
2 with 1.
5.
And then after that, it was leftover time for as far as sandwiches.
Well,
I
want to talk about the leftovers. We just want to talk about the first plate that
you had, and we
give it a grade and see if it hit that taste bud like it was supposed to hit it. Kia, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. You got a plate review you want to throw out there? On a scale from 1 to 5, you want to describe your plate?
A perfect 5.
Perfect 5. Okay. And that's all you want to say about it? Was a perfect 5?
Stock barbecue.
Okay.
Turkey, ham, greens, string beans.
Shout out to the greens.
Yes. Potato salad, macaroni and cheese. Upside down pineapple, coconut cake. Bread pudding, of course. It was good.
No doubt. Shout out to Kia. Ziggy gave his plate a 5. Kia gave her plate a 5.
And the famous Henderson punch. That was
okay.
Good.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. I had a beautiful plate, man. It was one of them joints where you had to put it down and inhale, man, then go back in. It was lovely. A capital 5, most definitely.
You didn't fall asleep,
you know what I
mean?
Nah, because, you know, it was like, you know how, sometimes you have a plate, like, you get kind of like, you reach your limit, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I thought I reached my limit, but I'm looking at, I still got, and it's good, you know what I mean? From the turkey to the stuffing to everything on there, the greens was banging, everything was perfect, you know what I mean? Like, as Keith said, a perfect 5. I give it a 5 with a capital 25-point font and all of that. So that's what it is. So, yeah, we do the plate reviews, man. You know what I mean? Don't be scared. It goes down, man. After every holiday, we do a little plate review.
You can walk that off and everything.
Huh?
I said, y'all got, some guys can, like, walk that off, whatever.
Yeah,
you,
and then, the second one usually tastes better than the first one. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was going down. It was going down hard body karate, no doubt. Word up.
And, of course, yeah, we can't eat, like, a bunch of plates. Especially, you got to be in that spinning class.
Mm-mm. The spinning class.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Shout out to the Thai bowls and the spinning classes and all that.
Yeah.
Hold on. We got the bell. Somebody's ringing in. You know how we do it. And that means we got another caller on the line, and we appreciate that at GQ Palace Radio. Diggs, what's good? We got Diggs on the line. Is this you? Is this you, boy? What's going on?
I'm chilling, people.
What's happening?
Good, man. You know I'm happy.
Yes, sir, man. You wanna pop your collar a little bit, man? I ain't even gonna say nothing. I'm gonna let you do it, man. You pop your collar right now.
Feeling great. Had to represent yesterday and put the beats on them Saints.
Okay, all right. Seattle Seahawks in the building. My man Diz, DJ Diz in the building. So, hey, man, listen. Is it all about Seattle now? Did the Seahawks really do what they were supposed to do? Or how are you feeling about going in towards the last quarter pole of the season?
Last quarter, I'm looking good because basically, to put it in a nutshell, we basically trying to get into beast mode because we already know what we went through last year. And, you know, I listen to the radio stations out in Seattle every day. And from what Carol was talking about, it was just like, yo, just making sure we stay focused on the task at hand. We're just doing what we got to do to get that home field advantage. Once we get that, it's going to be hard for teams to come in there and try and do something against us.
Right. I mean, in regards to your defense played a good game last night, man. They made kind of, you know, New Orleans look kind of ordinary. You know what I mean? But I think that, you know, you're going to get that out of them because I just feel like Seattle is going to be dominant at home. You know what I mean? You're 6-0 at home, so that proves the point right there. You're 8-0 in the conference, so you're handling your business. You've won 7 in a row. You know what I mean? But I think last night, you know, you had to make a statement, and I think you made that statement loud and clear last night.
Right. And it was, you know, because it's a lot of people, especially like these so-called experts, like Jaws and the first take dudes. I call them Ren and Stimpy.
Right.
That's exactly how they be acting. So them cats is on there talking because they figure, and I'm like, yo, man, until you've really been in that stadium to see how loud it is, and to see what you have to go through on the offensive end trying to do play calls, like, yo, that crowd is real deals out there,
right.
You know? It's ridiculously loud.
Hey, Brad,
go ahead.
Go ahead, talk. I was about to just ask Dez, was the King Dome like that?
Oh, was it King Dome? Well, I've never been in the King Dome. Because, see, I'm just like one of them unique fans. I'm New York based in Brown, born and bred, but I just always like to see all.
Always like, it's like me in Tampa Bay, yeah.
It's just like I always like to see all. I've been to Seattle, I've been to like the Clink, to like, you know, the Century Link, but I never been to the King Dome. But like Century Link, I went out there, and you know, with it being an outdoor stadium, people was just like, well, it's not going to be as loud as the King Dome, but when I was speaking to cats out there, they was just like, yo, it's just as loud. Thanks a lot. It was just as loud. But yeah, it's serious out there, man. I'm just glad because it's like through all them years of turmoil to see what Pete Carroll did starting, like, building that team up from scratch and what he was doing. It's just like finally coming to fruition. And I was just like, you know,
you got to tell him to lay off the stuff, though, man. They got to leave the wild parsley alone, man.
Good out there in Washington, but,
and it's legal, too, man. I'm like, what's the problem? You know what I mean?
Y'all really got that away. I'm like,
what's the problem,
on,
baby?
It kind of, like, pissed me off with that because it was like Pete Carroll, and a lot of people don't talk about that. Like, he really, really stressed that at the beginning of the season. Like, yo, come on, man. We had all these PD penalties against us. We tried to clean that up.
Right, right.
Russell Wilson stepped up, and we was doing good because when Bruce Irvin came back, like, that was the end of that. Wasn't nobody doing nothing. Like, after week four, we was good. And then it was just this thing with Walter Thurman and Brandon Brown. It's like, come on, man. We already got this stigmatism against us. That's why Golden Tate was like, yo, come on, that's selfish because you think
about keep, you tell your man to them up there, man, in the Pacific Northwest, man. They got to keep Sir Mix-a-Lot away from their practice sites, man.
Yeah.
They gotta keep them away. They gotta keep them dudes away from the.
They
gotta keep
like,
all them
on,
dudes
man.
Away from the practice. They gotta focus,
gotta keep
man.
That butt away, man.
No,
like,
you know what I'm saying.
The butt,
shout out to the Greenery Factory. But you got at San Francisco and at the Giants, man. Your next two games. Oh, that's the Brother Bowl going down on the 15th,
right?
Oh yeah,
you know we going to that game.
The
and
Brother Bowl is going down,
you know,
right?
You already got a meal. You already got a meal on that one. Like, come on, man. Because ain't no salsa dancer from Victor Cruz on my D-back. Sorry,
okay,
dude.
So are you planning on coming back home after those two games, you know, two-game road trip, two wins? Are you looking at two wins?
Yeah, because San Francisco, yo, let me tell you something about San Francisco. Them dudes, once you get them behind the eight ball and you put it in Kaepernick's hands, Kaepernick ain't doing to our defense what he do to other defenses because we already know that dude. We know that offense inside and out. Like, those two games are like, y'all see it, man. And if I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to come back on here, but I just don't see that dude doing anything without defense.
And I'm looking at the schedule, and after you come back, you got home Arizona, and you got home St. Louis. So that's two more tough games, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
You know, and that's going to be positioning, and what if you have home field clearance, is Russell going to play, or how are you going to even... You know,
more than likely,
that,
the way they talking, Russell was like, yeah, we playing. And we playing full hard body because we trying to do something special at home. Because if we win those last two games at home, we go 8-0 again, which means we won like, what, 15, 16 straight at home?
No doubt. No
we
doubt. Hold on. We got another caller on the line, my dude. Yo, Mark, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening, my dude?
What's happening?
All right. What's going on? We talk about the Seattle Seahawks right now and what they did to New Orleans last night. We're gonna give you a chance to hold the floor down in a minute. But yeah, so Diz, man. So the bottom line is just the Seahawks did their number last night, man. They did what they had to do. So it looks like it's gonna be a good thing. You're in position now. You control everything.
Right.
You control everything.
Can I just say
something
real quick? Can we just put behind that sophomore slump quarterback thing? Can we just give my quarterback props?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the sophomore slump, they never even came up as a question at the beginning of the season because they just throw that out there. But that was never even the issue with Russell Wilson, my dear. Like, he's just getting better. He's understanding the game. He's doing what he has to do. You know what I mean? So now you understand why he came and snatched the job from Rich Glennon.
Yeah, and freaking Matt Flynn and...
You know what I mean?
Tavares.
So we understand now about Russell Wilson. He ain't no slouch. This is going to be his thing. He's doing what RG should have been doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it is what it is with him. And so shout out to Beast Mode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's doing his thing. You know what I mean? The last time I saw him when they was playing the Saints was in the playoff game when he ripped off that cartoon run on him.
Yeah, that's why I almost got
when he was bowling all they dudes over.
I banged my head on the shield, jumping up and down like a damn fool.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, it is what it is, man. Seattle, you know, they control their own situation right now. You know what I'm saying? And you know, shout out to them, and they doing what they got to do, man. But they got to definitely leave, you know, stay away from Yard, man. Tell Yard, man, to, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
like, come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? Let me get your opinion right quick on the fight, man. Malignaggi and Zab Judah on Saturday night, man.
You know I got to root for the Brownsville kid, but I don't know, man. It's all depending on how his... Zab Judah's condition is going, man. Because sometimes he look like he's ready to fight, and there's other times he look like he want to go to the club.
Right.
And it's just like it's all dependent on what he wants to do. If he come to his A game and he do what he has to do, I don't see him having any problems with this dude. But if he let up, this dude will put beats on him.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that.
You
know what I mean?
You don't want that.
You don't slap a Zab. You don't want that. But yeah,
word
man.
Up.
So anything else you want to touch on, man? You know what I mean?
I definitely
appreciate you for calling, my dude.
Definitely.
You at the slave?
I'll contact you in a minute because I'm working a different tour. Actually, I'm at work right now.
Okay.
I got to, you know, cut this short. I just want to give a
shout-out
to everybody.
No doubt, man.
I
appreciate you for calling. I know you was at the slave, man. Go ahead. Do your thing, man. We got you.
All right. Peace and love, everybody.
No doubt, man. That was my man DJ Diz on the check-in, man. After further review, that's how we do it on Tuesday nights. We get it in guerrilla style. You know what I'm saying? So, Mark, man, what's good, man? What's good with you, man? Happy after Thanksgiving and all that good stuff right there.
Likewise, brother, likewise.
Yeah, no doubt. So you got anything you want to talk about with your Detroit Lions? I know y'all put up 40 points on the Packers and all that. You want to pop your collar? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I was happy about the win, but I don't know. Unlike everybody else, I would have rather us get it done on Rodgers just to have a certain chest pump out there. But, you know, a win is a win, and we did what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
And we looked good doing it. Defense stepped up, and, yeah, we put up 40. You know that?
Yeah.
I love it.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. So, yeah. I go ahead.
You would have put that 40 at Rodgers is there?
Yeah, I still think we would have put up 40. Obviously, the Packers wouldn't have had 10, though.
Rodgers don't play defense.
Right. We still would have put up 40.
Why?
Something close to it. You know, I mean, we had turnovers or whatever, but I don't know. I still think we would have won at the end of the day. Yo.
Did y'all beat Rodgers? I didn't think they were going to put up 40 on Rodgers.
Hey, Marcus.
Yo.
You see how Matt Flynn was looking like a deer in the headlights, man? Like, he didn't even want to be out there no more. He didn't even want to be out there no more.
He thought he was throwing 6 touchdowns again, man.
You see his face,
he
though.
He was outside when he did that, though.
Hey, did you see how he was looking when he walked up to the line of scrimmage? Like, oh, here we go.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Listen, he should have got out with that money while he was ahead, yo.
Yeah.
They're going to call the cops looking for their money back in a minute. Cause I don't know, man. It was just a flash in the pan. If you could go out there and throw 6 touchdowns and get, you know, whatever
right.
money, how much money he got, then, you know, more power to you. But, dang, yo, he looks like the shell of his former self. And I can't even call with Matt Flynn, yo.
He should be giving some of the money to Detroit because they were the reason why he got the money.
Yeah.
Share some of that wealth you got.
Man, I heard that. You think that's going to happen?
No.
He could buy up a quarterback.
No. Said that real quick. So, so Mark, yeah, man, appreciate you for calling again, man. So, any opinion on your Detroit Pistons? We got the word from Ziggy, but I wanted to get your opinion on what your Pistons look like, man.
I like the Pistons. I like what's going on with them, but I don't think Mo Cheeks
is the answer.
So far, I don't think he's a guy.
Come on, Mark. He finally got. He the only coach that able to that found a role for Stucky. Remember, everybody was trying to run him out of town.
Ain't he in the contract year?
Yes, he is. And
they
in 17 right now.
Yeah. Hey, I can't hate on it. I rock with the Heat, but hometown squad all day. I would have got George Karl instead of Mo Cheeks because he gets the best out of lesser players. He's been doing that his whole career.
I think if George Karl would have came right back, why would he have left Denver? Because he had the same situation in Denver. He had young players in Denver.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
He got fired
in
Denver. He didn't just leave. They canned him.
They can't, yeah.
They fired
him. He had young players in Denver. George Karl.
Huh?
He did that Kenneth Fareed. Gallinari, he had young players. I mean, you know what I mean? So, I mean, again, he still would have had Chauncey Billups.
Mm-hmm.
In Denver or Detroit. But I'm just saying, I don't know if George Karl would have been ready to come back like that. That's all.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with Mo Cheeks, though, Mark?
I don't know why everybody throwing him up under the bus.
Yeah.
He don't look like
he speak up enough, man. He don't look like a take-charge type of fellow. He's like a yes man out there.
That's funny.
That wasn't my pick. That just wasn't my pick. I wasn't happy with it. I voiced that when they signed him. He's just not my guy, man.
Right, I hear you. He's not a take-charge type of fellow.
No, he kind of like a shoot it.
Uh-oh.
Or pass
Uh-oh.
It. He's that type of coach, man.
They got it down 11, 9 minutes left.
I'm still tripping off of this Jacoby Ellsbury stuff, man. Jacoby Ellsbury on the Yankees, our kid. Oh, I'm sick right now, yo.
When did that happen?
Today, a little while ago. Jacoby Ellsbury, 7 years, man.
Seven. Good luck with that.
7 years to the Yankees. Jacoby Ellsbury.
Hey, Mark, you don't like what Dubosky did with Fisher?
Y'all got robbed on that deal.
No, we didn't.
Exactly.
We needed a left-hander, man. We needed a left-hander.
The Washington Nationals got over on y'all.
They tried to free up money for Nathan.
Scherzer and Mickey.
They tried to free some money up, and we needed a left-hander.
And what about Verlander?
We needed a left-hander for the starting five, because all of them was right-handed.
Man, I don't know. Somebody was eventually going to be gone anyway. So, I mean, you had to let Fister go, rather him than Scherzer or Verlander.
I see you.
I don't know the guys we got for Fister. That's what really gets to me. Like,
we didn't know Scherzer. We didn't know,
I mean,
Sterling,
yeah,
we didn't know how Sterling
true,
was going to come out. Come on, man. This is the same guy that traded Granderson to the Yankees for Scherzer, and they wanted to run him out of town then. Look what happened now.
Man, hey, it didn't
get
happen
the
twice.
Chance, bro.
I don't think it's going to happen every time. He done got away with it with Fisher and Scherzer. That's true. And Sanchez.
But why, if his track record is all right, why are you questioning now then? You know what I'm saying? If he gives you, just because it don't look pretty right then and there, and then it show dividends later on in June, July, and August, hey, here's what it is.
Usually when he trades, he gives up like little to nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got used to Fister. You know, that got to be a part of it with me. Fister was a talent.
He was doing some
talent.
Things in the back of your rotation. He was.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't get me wrong. I liked him too, but he needed to free up some money.
Yeah, I mean,
cool.
It's a business first, yeah, you know.
I still think we need another bet.
Yeah,
he ain't done.
He's not done yet, though, Mark.
Better not be. He's going to get Carlos Beltran.
So Ziggy, so who you going to have at first base?
Oh.
Cabrera?
Probably so, yeah.
All right, so then you got Kinsler playing second base. Who you got at shortstop? The kid
Iglesias.
You got from Iglesias, right?
Iglesias.
So who's playing third?
What's the other
you don't got nobody. Cabrera's
going to
be at first, so who's going to play third base?
What's the youngster? The youngster from that played
the
left field last year. What's the youngster that came out of Toledo, Mark? The youngster, remember he
can't pronounce his name.
But he's a third baseman and left fielder is also, so.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on. We got another caller on the line. T, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening?
Hello.
How you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
I see you got your voice back now just in time with the Eagles and doing their numbers. You got your voice back. You got your little strength back. I think you want to, talk a little bit about them, you know what I mean? You got your quarterback now. You're doing your same thing. Popping your collar a little bit.
We got a real quarterback now. And whoever that was before was talking about...
she said whoever that was before.
No. I can't remember which one of the guys it was. We're talking about fantasy football, getting rid of Vic because he get hurt all the time. I hope you did.
You just full of laughter and glee tonight, ain't you? You just full of all types of joy. Is it Christmas season or what? What's going on?
No, I'm just happy with my boys right now.
All right, well, you called the right show because your boys play the Detroit
Lions
on Sunday,
yes,
and we just happen to have we got Ziggy on the line, we got Mark in the building.
That's
no,
a
I
win.
Mean, so you can y'all can have it discussed amongst yourselves how it's going down.
Ziggy, you're cool, but we got this, okay?
Yeah, hey.
All Philly got is another bat, please. That's all you got.
You hear what he said? Y'all got a glorified Matt Flynn.
You gonna let him talk about your quarterback like that?
Baby. This,
ooh,
this
that was
enough.
Cold.
This,
you ain't gonna
this
say that.
W.
Don't let him talk about your boy like that. Nick Foles, 19 touchdowns, no interceptions. Pop your collar, T. Talk about that boy.
I ain't worried about him because we going to do that seven touchdown thing again with them.
Oh.
Ooh,
we going to let him talk about your secondary like that?
Ziggy,
what's the matter with you? You
going to
let him talk about your secondary like that, yo? Ooh, that's cold. Ziggy.
Hey, we came into your house last. We came into your four win team last year and beat y'all. So
yes,
and we got a better team now than we did last year.
Wait a minute, Ziggy, here we go with Fangall.
You
were talking about last year. We're talking about this year.
We'll run 40.
We got a real quarterback now. Okay.
Can we applaud T for getting her voice back? Can we applaud that? She's back in the building. T is back in the building. She got a quarterback now. T is back in the building. Hard body. Applaud that. There you go. That's what it is.
We'll put 40 up against y'all like we did Green Bay.
You gonna let him talk like that about your team? He gonna put 40 up on your squad. You gonna let him go out like that?
Now you went for fantasy for real. You fantasizing for real.
47.
She said you fantasizing, son.
48, Mark.
48.
Stop dreaming, baby. Wake up.
He said
they're going to
put up the first 48 against the Eagles.
You're in the dream right now. Wake up, sweetheart.
Five
we shall see.
It's going down.
So, I'm going to come on regardless, win or lose, because that's how I am.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I will be on here next Tuesday.
Okay,
to
no
just
doubt.
Let you we're
going
like,
to be looking for. We're going to be looking forward to hearing from
them,
you and all that.
How about them birds?
Yeah, she, you know, she's talking real greasy. She, her voice was sore a couple weeks ago. She had laryngitis. But now she's back.
She's
brothers, and she's feeling all right. That's what it is. We like that here after further review, man. It's going down. 646-200-3838 is the number to call, man. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation, man. It goes down hard body karate. That's what we do. Shout out to all the other hosts, man, in the building. We got T in the building from the Diva Squad. We got Angie in the building from the Diva Squad. Shout out to Miss Rachel, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you everything went down well for you and all that. Thursday, the Belvins do their thing. Shout out to Big KL and his wife, Miss Tiffany, man. They do their thing on Thursdays. Hope their holidays was everything they wanted. Friday, man, my man Rich does his thing on the entertainment note, holding it down for GQ Palace Radio, man. I know you got down on Thanksgiving and all that. Salute to you, sir. Sunday, Miss Lavina does her thing, Spiritual Sunday, man. Crossroad Temple with my man, Scribio. Timmy Hunter, man, my dude, salute. Nauru Mob in the building, man, all day. They do their thing on Sundays and Mondays, man. We missed y'all last night, man, because I stubbed my toe, man. So you know how it goes sometimes. The man holds it down on Monday nights, man, with Unsigned Artist Radio in the building, followed by Miss Deanne Lane. You know how they do on the relationship side with her co-host Mario. And I'm doing it from the top of the head because this is GQ Powers Radio thing. We're in the building, though, right here. After further review, you got the mayor in the house, man. I got Ziggy with me. I got Kia with me. I got Angie. I think she went to go put some fabric softener in the wash. Then checked in. You know what I mean? I got my man Mark in the building. I got T in the house with me. She got her voice back and all that. So everything is everything. So, yeah.
You know what?
So, go ahead.
Hey,
T, was you going to say something?
You know,
go ahead.
You know that I read all these news about the Jacoby deal. A lot of Yankee fans are not happy with that deal.
About the Kobe situation?
Yeah.
I wanted to get into that. You go ahead. Set that off. What's your opinion about it, first of all?
No, I mean, because they're saying, you're right, they're saying Robinson Cano is a no-go.
Yeah, Robinson Cano is a no-go. Carmelo Anthony's going to be a no-go. And some of them should have never been. You know what I mean? Because you can't give all you can't do that. I'm not doing that, man. For Robinson Cano,
well,
I'm not doing that.
Well, he's never gonna get that money. He's not gonna get 300 million.
He's not gonna get 300. That's out the question. And I'm not mad at Jay for shooting for the moon and all that. You do what you do, but Robinson Cano is not worth $300 million. I'm sorry.
The Yankees
would have ruled the day that they signed Robinson Cano for 10 years for $30 million. He's not going to be the Yankees shortstop at 41 years old. I'm sorry. That's not going to be the case.
That's a lot of money.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that you have to be a little bit more reasonable, man. You know what I mean? $189 million for 7 years. $189 million for 7 years. That's $29 million a year. Come on, son. How can you lose? It's $29 million. 7 years, $189 million.
They're trying to get him embraced as the Jordan of baseball.
Robinson Cano?
Yeah.
I'm a Yankee fan, right? And Robinson Cano is like maybe one of the top five players in baseball. But I watch Robinson Cano every day, and Robinson Cano will give you those numbers, but sometimes he takes some plays off, man. Sometimes at the weirdest times, you know what I'm saying? And I don't like that about Robinson Cano. He makes
the
game look easy.
What's the figures that he should be at? What's the figures?
For me?
Yeah.
For Robinson Cano? I give him 7 years for $189 million. That's still $29 million a year.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I would give him no $300 million for 10 years. That's crazy.
He's not getting $300 million. We already know that.
That's crazy. And seven for $189 million is too high. But I would give that to him. I would give that to him.
Okay.
Because if I'm gonna turn I just gave Brian McCann $85 million. I just gave Brian McCann $85 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
For 5 years, right? And that contract, if it's a 6 year, it's going to go up to $100 million. I just got Jacoby Ellsbury for 7 years.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
How much money
you got? You know, like we said earlier, you said it. The Yankees got money. The money's there. Don't get it twisted. We're talking that poverty. Nah, yo. We got loot.
You see all that. You see that fortress down there.
Oh, my goodness. You know what I'm saying? I was shocked when the Yankees got Brian McCann. I was like, come on now. You know what I mean? Yeah. $85 million, that's too much. And Phillip Hughes went to the Minnesota Twins. You heard that, right?
Yeah, I heard that.
He went to the Twins gave him $24 million for 3 years.
Yeah. And they're trying to sign Corona. They don't want Corona to go back. I mean, it's a whole big situation down there. But we'll leave.
First the Twins got Ricky Nolasco. They gave him like $49 million. Then they turned around and gave Phillip Hughes $24 million for 3 years. When he give up like four home runs in a row and he gets bombed in Minnesota, that's what they're looking forward to. I'm glad we got rid of Phillip Hughes. Jabba Chamberlain needs to be next. Jabba Chamberlain needs to be because he don't know what he want to do. But that's not his fault. Because they didn't know if they wanted him to be a starter or a reliever. But it's still not, you know, I could do without Jobby. Maybe he needs to change the scenery, too.
Yankees are the only, I guess, you know, here in New York, the only major team that the New York media doesn't rip. Like, you know, like totally
When the Yankees are bad, when the Yankees had like Deion Sanders and Jesse Barfield the Yankees are getting trashed.
They don't get grief in the media like the Knicks.
Because the Yankees got a history. Right.
Let the Knicks
win a title. That's all.
Yeah.
All we need is one. Let the Knicks win one NBA championship. That's one. That's it. Look at the Rangers. The Rangers ain't won since 94.
Oh, yeah. They're on the Rangers button.
You know what I mean?
They just started
to get on the Rangers because Lundqvist ain't even playing no more.
Yeah.
The rookie is playing. Talbot is playing now for the Rangers. I'm like, they're going to trade Henrik Lundqvist or what?
We're talking hockey
or after further review. That's what we do.
You have to be able to survive the New York media.
Carmelo was killing me. Because I'm like, come on, man, get out of here.
Carmelo can handle the media. Geno Smith cannot handle the media. He will not
I think if the Jets stick with Geno Smith, I think they'll be all right, but not no time soon. They just got to stick with him.
They done torched him.
They just
got to
stick with Geno Smith.
Geno or Sanchez out there? Who you rather have out there?
I'd rather have Geno.
They ain't got no skill position, man.
They fix Geno.
I'd rather have Geno Smith out there. I'd rather have Sanchez. I'd rather have Josh Freeman out there than Sanchez. Kia. Hold on one second. Kia and Ziggy, I'm about to get on you. You know what I'm getting ready to say, right? Didn't I tell y'all that I said Mark Sanchez and Josh Freeman was on the same level? Did I not say that?
Did I not say that
Josh Freeman and you was like, Josh Freeman is garbage. Josh Freeman is a bum. Mark Sanchez is a bum. B-U-M-M, bum. Mark Sanchez and Josh Freeman in the same boat.
Give Josh Freeman nothing. I'm not giving
Josh Freeman nothing. Josh Freeman made up excuses, yo. But that game they played against the Giants, when he had 20 incompletions, right? He was talking about he had a headache. He couldn't see the receivers. Josh Freeman was scared. Josh Freeman's scared. He ain't built to play quarterback.
Hey, Mark, we about to get his game up.
I'll tell you one thing. I know one thing. Sanchez is not sitting here. He probably laughing at Gino, but he's not in the hot seat this year.
I ain't thinking about Mark Sanchez. Sorry, Mark Sanchez is an afterthought. He let Geno Smith come in there and take his job. No competition. He wasn't going to put up no competition because he's garbage. Yes, ma'am.
I want to commend you on your team as well, the 3 wins in a row.
Yeah. That's old news. Why you always got to talk about old stuff? You late because we lost. We lost to Carolina. You trying to be funny? That's the team trying to be funny. Give us some applause. You trying to be funny? Talk about my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's all good. Give us some applause. You trying to be funny? All right, there you go. You gonna talk about my Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the low, right? Go ahead, go ahead. Pop your collar, go ahead.
But, I want to ask Kia and whoever else is on here, still a fan.
Oh!
No, about the coach.
I'm talking about Brandon Jennings.
I don't know what happened.
It ain't nothing happened. Tomlin is Tomlin. I don't care what they call it, whatever. Tomlin's going to get started. You just get that story and that is. Pay the fine and keep it going. We ain't worried about what nobody's saying about what Tomlin calling Tomlin.
Yeah, I didn't know exactly I just seen some
ain't
like.
Nothing happened.
Okay.
He turned his back on the most dangerous play in football. That's basically what he did.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nothing.
Six figures. I don't care who you are.
I don't care who you are.
That's right.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying.
Six figures, you ain't got
the
six figures. He can pay the six figures. That's how I see it.
Hey, Rooney will help him pay for it.
I figure that if you ain't paying it, he can pay the six figures. That's fine. I ain't worried about
the
six figures.
The only question that came up about that, though, to me anyway, was why were they talking about it even going the route, talking about draft picks and suspensions and all. It wasn't that serious.
No draft pick. Come on, please.
It wasn't that serious.
All right, yeah, because draft picks was a little bit too much. But the reason why they did that, because they was talking, because Dale was talking about he held people that's on the competition committee to a higher standard. I'm telling you that's what he said. So
a higher standard than what? He didn't do it on purpose. That's the thing.
Okay, we're not going to never agree with this. I understand that. But the reason why Goodell was going to take picks from them was because he said that people that's on the competition committee, he hold to a higher standard.
To that, I could say, Goodell's talking out of both sides of his neck because we hold him to a higher standard about the players suffering from concussions and then paying these people
we talking
brain
about,
damage.
Though, you know,
so we hold him to a higher standard. So don't talk out of both sides of your neck. Not you, but I'm sorry, Roger Goodell. Don't talk out of both sides of your neck.
See, the Steelers ain't worried about this. It's behind us. Pay the fine and keep it moving.
In the same game, you had Le'Veon Bell. His helmet came off, and these Lambert cracked his head in the end zone, trying to make a touchdown.
And the same thing happened to Bell,
saying nothing about that.
The same thing happened to Bell, though. Early on that day.
He stopped walking, but he got to take two more tests to see if he could clear that.
But I'm not saying that he shouldn't get fined or he shouldn't get touched or something like that, but I'm just saying they're making a big thing out of nothing.
That's how I feel about that. You know, the draft and all that.
Tomlin still fits about all these coaches that he's coaching. We ain't worrying about that.
All right.
What happened to the Ravens? We can get
no doubt. Listen.
It's a fall in the river.
Listen, we're at the part of the show right now where we do our little picks, man. We got three NFL joints. We got three college football games popping off. The first game that we're going to get into is the Indianapolis Colts and the Cincinnati Bengals. Ziggy, who you got?
Oh, man, Indianapolis looking like do they really want to play? I don't know what's going on with them, Cincinnati.
Okay, Ziggy says Cincinnati. Kia, who you got?
The Colts.
You got the Colts. Mark, who you got?
Bengals.
T, who you got, T?
I'm going to go with the Colts.
I forget nobody today. Angie's putting fabric softener in the wash. Indianapolis at Cincinnati. Indianapolis, as you all know, my Super Bowl pick. They're going in the opposite direction right now. Cincinnati, there'll be a time for them to really make a stand and make some noise about, you know, what they're going to be doing as far as the AFC is concerned. Home game for Cincinnati. But I think Andrew Luck and company might not show up. So I'm going to take Cincinnati Bengals in this game. against the Indianapolis Colts, even though the Colts are my Super Bowl pick. The next game that we're going to take is Carolina Panthers and the New Orleans Saints. Mark, who you got?
Saints, bouncing back.
Got you. Ziggy, who you got?
Saints, mad. Saints.
T, who you got?
Who is the Saints and who?
The Saints and Carolina Panthers.
Panthers.
Got you. Kia, who you got?
Breeze and Company.
Got you.
Josh.
Yeah, you ever want to shine in the bright lights, Cam Newton? It's going to be your time to do it. New Orleans coming off of a loss. They're going to be feeling some kind of way. The Dome is going to be rocking. It's a division game. Whew, I'm going to go with what I know. I'm going to rock with Saints. Go with what I know. And the last game that we're going to touch for the NFL is the Seattle Seahawks and the San Francisco 49ers. T, who you got in that game?
49ers.
Got you. Kia, who you like?
49ers.
Mark, who you got?
The Super Bowl champs this year, Seahawks.
All right. I see you. Zig, what it look like?
At San Francisco, right?
Yes, sir.
San Francisco.
Right. Seattle at San Francisco. Another one of those judgment games right there. Another division joint. Seattle on the road. San Francisco at home. I'm still bugging off of how San Francisco ran through Washington on a Monday night a couple weeks back. I'm going to go with Seattle. And see what it is. So they're a different team on the road. But San Francisco don't look like the Niners from last year. All right, so we're going to touch on to three college games. I think Ziggy knows where we're going to go with the first one. First one, Big Ten championship game, Ohio State. Michigan
Sparty,
State.
You ain't got to go no more. Sparty.
All right, Ziggy said Sparty. I got Ohio State. I'm putting it down early. I got the Ohio State Buckeyes. Mark, who you got?
Spartans.
Got you. Kia, who you like in this game, Ohio State or Michigan State?
Buckeyes.
Got you. T, who you got, Ohio State or Michigan State?
I ain't doing it.
She's abstaining from the college vote. That's what it is. So we're going to jump right into the next joint right now. We got Missouri and Auburn. That's the SEC joint. Ziggy, who you got?
War Eagle.
Ziggy got Auburn. Mark, who you got?
Auburn.
Kia, who you got?
Auburn.
And I'm going to take Auburn to round it all out and make it nice little neat little package. All right, the third game was kind of a toss-up. I was going to do Duke and FSU, Florida State, and I said, nah, that's going to be too easy because the spread is 29. Florida State's
wow.
giving Duke 29 points, so that's
wow.
not what we're looking for. What about Texas and Baylor?
Oh, yeah, because that's the winner. The winner of that game, we're going to move for the winner. Yeah, that's a good pick right there.
All right, we're going to do Texas and Baylor. Ziggy, who you got?
Baylor.
All right. Kia, who you got?
Baylor.
Mark, who you got?
Baylor.
All right, we're going to make this easy. I got Baylor, too, so we sweeping across the board. Yo, man, another Tuesday night, man. We here in the building, man. After further review, man, is in the building on Facebook, man, all times, man, all across the week and all across the board. Shout-out to War Room Sports. We're in the building, man. Shout-out to Get It Done Radio, man. But first and foremost, shout-out to GQ Palace Radio, man. They've been holding it down, holding the mayor down for over a year, man. Got to appreciate y'all, man. The 29th, we're going to be in the building hard body karate. Don't get it twisted. The mayor will be in the building at the event. The name escapes me right now, but definitely will be in the building. So applaud that. It's going down December 29th. The mayor will be in the building with the rest of the GQ Palace. That's our goal. So we're here, man, another week. You know what we do, man. I let everybody speak their mind, give a little opinion on, you know, the week's coming up or, you know, the week that just passed, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to let the ladies set it off first. Kia, you got anything to say before we get out of here?
I'm going to call Kendall to do us a favor this weekend and beat those Bungles. Just waiting for me to get my Kobe jersey on, Kobe's arrival.
Goodness.
So, you know, I'm good. Lakers and Spurs, you know me all day.
Lakers and Steelers all day. That's what it is. Love, thanks for calling. It's what it is. You know what it is. Mark. Oh, T. I'm sorry. T. You got anything to say before we get out of here?
Bye-bye, Detroit.
Oh. Sorry, Trump. You're going to let her get away with that? I know you ain't going to let her rock out with that. I know better than that. Blow it up. So, T, I know you're going to get some cough drops and some lemonade and some things of that nature,
you know,
so your voice can be nice and strong
for next week.
For next week and all that. Appreciate
you
calling.
Know
you know what I mean? That's what it is all the time. Mark, what's good, man? Before we get out of here, man, you got anything to say?
Shout out to Nick Foles for getting sacked these 5 times and throwing his first 2 picks of the year this Sunday and getting blew out and all that good stuff. Shout out to y'all, rocking with y'all, and shout out to everybody.
That's what it is.
Shout out to my Pistons for going down to South Beach and just beating Miami.
Okay, you get a Ziggy's on Ziggy's on his breaking news thing tonight. The Miami.
Oh, shout out to the Michigan Wolverines, man, hanging there against the Dukies. I can't stand Duke.
Famous last words. I got you. That's what it is.
Philadelphia.
Hey, Ziggy, is that game over?
29 seconds left, up by 11.
Okay.
Up by 9.
All right. Before we get out of here, I got Key, I got T, I got Mark. Ziggy, what's good, man, before we get out of here, man?
Nah, nothing but bye-bye Philadelphia and thank you, Pistons.
Bye-bye Philadelphia and thank you, Pistons. That's what it is. It's going down. Man, after further review in the building, man, I want to shout out everybody that called, man. Diz on the check-in from work and all that. Angie on the check-in, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ziggy. Shout out to Kia. Shout out to T. Shout out to Mark. Shout out to all the listeners, man. Every week it goes down, man. We try to make it happen, man, on the Sports Tip. Talk about it from the real side, man. We talk sports like we talk sports, man, after further review. One more again, man. Shout out to Big Rich, man, and Miss Lavina holding down the situation all the time. Shout out to the rest of my co-hosts, man, from GQ Palace, man. Tomorrow night, the Divas is going to be in the building holding it down. You got Miss T, Miss Rachel, Miss Angie doing their thing, man. And Chicky Chick, Rakim Singleton. Right after that with the comedy situation, holding you down on the last tip. So the ladies got the R&B and the joints that you want to hear, some good conversation, and then Chicky Chick comes right behind them with the comedy joints. That's Wednesday night on GQ Palace Radio. Thursdays, it gets into the relationships and the reality of that with the Belvins, KL, the big homie, and his wife, Tiffany, you know what I mean? Hope they resting, you know what I mean? Enjoy their Thanksgiving and all that. Thursday, it goes down and lets you know what it is on the real side. Friday, my man Rich, the big homie, holds it down on the entertainment note, man, having some hot guests and some hot music and some hot conversation. Get down with him on Fridays on GQ Palace Radio. Then we go to Sundays, man. We start your week off on the right note, man, with Miss Lavina, man, and the spiritual situation, gospel, and all of that. They do their thing. You call in, you give your testimony, you speak. It goes down hard body. Shout out to my man, Scribio, Timmy Hunter, Brother Tim, doing his thing, man, getting his feet wet and all of that, man, holding the show down. I listen to it. I like what I hear, man. Shout out to my dude. Mondays, it goes down, man. You got the mayor in the building, man, holding down Unsigned Artist Radio, GQ Palace. You know what I mean? Get your spit on, you know what I mean? If you got a 16, make it happen. And then Miss Deanne Lane comes behind me on Mondays, man, with her co-host Mario. They do their thing on the reality relationship. And then Tuesday, once again, it's on. Back here with the mayor, man, Hard Body Karate, doing it what I do, how I do it, with the usual suspects in the building, man. Once again, I want to shout out, man, Kia, T, Mark, you know what I mean? My man Ziggy, you know what I mean? Angie for checking in. My man Dez checking in, bigging up his Seattle Seahawks, man. Another week goes down in sports, man. You know how we do it, man. We'll be back here same time, 8 to 10, same channel, GQ Palace Radio. You know what I mean? Check out the mayor. It goes down Hard Body Karate every day on After Further Review. You know what I'm saying? I do my thing. Shout out to War Room Sports, man, for picking up a brother. Let me blog out with y'all system. Word is born. You know what I mean? And once again, shout out to the plate reviews. My plate was a 5 out of 5, yo. Capital 5, however you want to put it. Jackson 5, all of that. Channel 5, however you want to do it. You know what I mean? And shout out to the listeners, man. Once again, man, without y'all, man, it wouldn't be no After Further Review. Wouldn't be no mayor in the building, man. So we talk sports like we talk sports, man. Hope your team wins so you'll have something to talk about, man. And shout out to the Eagles, man. They deserve it, man. I'm going to get those posts up from last week. Slade, I got you. All right, so this is the man. This is what we do, man. After further review, till next week, man. I'm out of here. Peace.
Hey.
Hey, y'all, this is Half Pipe. And after further review, I'm checking out DeMayo on GQ Palace Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on approach. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it come to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.